Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for Wednesday, November the 10th, 2010. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers abducted 12 Palestinians, including the Assistant Secretary General of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Dr. Mahmoud al-Ramah, in the occupied West Bank. After the abductions, the Hamas movement slammed the kidnapping of al-Ramah and stated that by ongoing arrests and the abduction of elective officials, Israel is seeking the failure of internal Palestinian unity talks. Also on Wednesday, the spokesman for the Popular Resistance Committees, Mujahed, stated that Israel's propaganda on Palestinian resistance is directed at Western countries, the Palestinian Information Center reported. According to Mujahed, the propaganda campaign is aimed to convince that the resistance has a destructive potential. In Jerusalem, Sharon District Police Chief Shimon Shomroni rejected a request by Israeli right-wing students to protest outside the house of military advocate General Mandelbilt, PNN reported today. The military allegedly filed indictments against two Israeli soldiers for the abuse of a 9-year-old Palestinian boy. This news coincided with the information given by the Land Research Center that in October, Israeli authorities, the police, and the army carried out 35 attacks against the residents and their property in occupied East Jerusalem. In Gaza, a Palestinian worker was wounded by Israeli military fire while working in Beit Hanoun terminal in the northern part of the strip. Also in Gaza, Israel launched a ground incursion with its forces advancing hundreds of meters into the east of the southern city of Khan Yunis. The attack followed flights by Israeli fighter jets over Gaza last night. Palestinian sources reported that Israeli soldiers abducted on Tuesday night an owner of construction materials store and requested the shopkeeper to head to the nearest police station for questioning. Both are residents from the village of Silwan, a neighborhood in Jerusalem. Local journalists reported that also on Tuesday night, Israeli military entered the village of Bilain near Ramallah. The raid ended after troops searched three homes. The military claimed they were searching for Ashraf al-Hatib, a resident who was injured live fire 5 weeks ago at a weekly demonstration in Bilain. In addition, the European Union Higher Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Catherine Ashton, stated that she is extremely concerned by Israel's new plan to build 1,300 units for Jewish settlers in occupied East Jerusalem. She stated that this plan contradicts and jeopardizes an international effort to resume direct Palestinian-Israeli peace talks and called on Israel to void its decision. U.S. State Department spokesperson Philip Crowley also defended the new Israeli plan to build hundreds of units of Jewish settlers in occupied Jerusalem as counterproductive to peace talks. Also on Wednesday, Associated Press reported that following the 6th anniversary of Yasser Arafat's death on November 12, people donated thousands of his objects as photographs, pistols, trademarks for display in a new museum under construction in Ramallah. These objects are meant to be symbols to remember the Palestinian leader and the Palestinian history.